Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I'm your host, Jay. Guys, thank you for joining me for yet another great show. Today's show, we're just going to discuss some things. We're just going to talk a little bit, see if we can't talk some of these things out. Some of these things that I think is kind of strange. Let's talk about it. Number to call is 515-602-9653. We're going to talk a little bit about the importance of friendship and friends. And I've been sitting on this show for a while. Don't know why I've sat on this show for so long, but I've been sitting on it for a while. There is lots of things that we need to really think about when it comes to friendship, when it comes to calling people to have your back. Or you think people have your back, comrades, homies, whatever you want to call it. There's a lot that we need to think about in that. And I'm just going to be keep it 100 with you on this show today. There are some people that's in my life or that was in my life because I'm not going to deal with those people no more. But there was people that was in my life, and I really thought that they were, you know, friends. And I really felt like they supported what was going on, but they're not, and they didn't. And I'm going to play a clip from the Steve Harvey show. And it's just a little short clip about this lady that is went through the exact same thing that we're going to talk about on today's show. And I want you to hear Steve's reaction, which is really, really, really a classic reaction. I ain't going to say classic. It is really a heartfelt reaction. It is one that I would have expected from someone who thinks the way he thinks, which is a good way. He's a very good thinker. And I think that it is a good listening. It's something that is going to be good to listen to. It's going to be something that I hope makes you think a little bit about how you treat people, how we all treat people. And we really need to pay attention to how we treat people because you never know. You know, some people might be on the edge, and the way you treat them can be the determining factor of them, breaking or bringing them back to some peace and solidity, you know. So I don't know. I'm just a radio guy, and I just talk about some of those things, and I think that it's worth talking about. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the first annual G-Town Communities Talent Show, which I think is going to be a good thing. I hope you guys really participate in it because it's a great thing for the community. It's going to be lots of talented people in this area that will come and perform at the talent show, and it's going to be great. August the 28th at the Little Theater in Gastonia. I hope you guys can really take part in it because it's something that's really good. I think it's good for the community. I think it's good for the young people that'll be involved, and I think that we need to really embrace it because that is something that we need to get in the habit of doing, and that's embracing each other and supporting one another. But when I tell y'all that this clip I'm going to play, it's going to step on some toes, and it should soften some hearts of some people that listen to this, because it is a very good clip. It is a clip that is going to make you think about some things. At least I hope it does. If it doesn't, then, you know, you're going to have to deal with that with God on how you treat people. And that's just where we at on this show today. We're going to talk about how we treat one another. We're going to talk about why we should treat one another in the way that we taught to treat one another. Because what's going on now, we weren't taught to treat one another this way. But, you know, there are some conniving people who just can't have loyalty in their bones. And that's just about the size of it. So I'm hoping that you guys really, really pay attention to the clip. And I'm probably going to play it twice in the show, but I'm going to play it when we come back from the break. And I want you to really pay attention to it, because it's very important. I think it's something that we need to start addressing, especially amongst one another, because we're not treating each other right. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop. We got to stop being so selective in who we want to be nice to. What kind of mess is that? How can you be selective in who you want to be nice to, but then you go sit up in the mosque or the church or the synagogue or wherever you go on Sunday, and you sit up there jumping up and down at what the pastor's saying and crying and all this, that, and the other, but you treat people like they are nothing that you say you care about? Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the Day with Jay.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about friends, friendship, people who call themselves your friends, camaraderie, whatever, support. And I come across a very interesting clip that I think speaks to that very thing. And it's really sad that I can resonate with this clip so well. I just want you to listen. And then I want to hear this plays any part in your life, if you have felt this way in your life. And we're going to talk about that. So here's the clip from, it's called Unsupportive Friends. On the Steve Harvey Show when he was running his show. But this is courtesy of the Steve Harvey TV show on YouTube. So check this clip out.
In 2017, I opened an online business for plus-size women selling clothes. Although my business is successful, my friends, they support verbally. They say things like, oh, look at you. I see you out here. Or that looks nice. You're doing a good job. But they don't come to shows, even if they're free. They don't even share posts on social media. Now, I don't expect them to buy things because sometimes they don't, but I know it's not in people's budget, and sometimes it might not be their style, but should I feel some type of way that they're not supporting in other ways, or should I just let it go?
No, they're not your friends. People come in your life for seasons.
Absolutely.
Everybody has had a seasonal friend. I'm probably a third grade education. You know what he used to tell me all the time? Everybody come with you, can't go with you. That's a cold lesson to learn in life, man.
Yes, it is.
Everybody come with you, can't go with you. There's some people that can go with you just to a certain point. And the moment you try to elevate, you're going to start losing some people. Everybody ain't happy for you opening your boutique.
Mm.
Oh, she thinks she is going to open up a damn store. I ain't buying none of that. I ain't telling nobody about it.
Mm.
It's called jealousy. It's a more modern term, they're called haters. Yeah. And that's all it is. Now, before you waste any more of your time and energy on these haters, understand that they have now shown you who they are.
Yes.
Move on, rid yourself, because if you stay long, then they're going to need to borrow some clothes. They're going to want a discount.
Done that, and I have a friend who asked me for her birthday. She said, can I wear this dress? Because she really, really liked it. She actually wore my dress on her birthday, took pictures, but she never paid. She said, oh, here's your dress back. But she never bought it. And I knew she had the money. So it's like,
see, I'm telling you, man, you should buy this book, Essentialist. I read one page of the book and knew I had to get it. One of the things of Essentialism, it teaches you how to just do things that's essential to you and your happiness. Because if you don't consider you and your happiness, everybody else is considering theirs. And
that's
one
right.
of the things he said in the book that affected me, if you have people in your life who are occupying your time for their self-benefit, you should erase them from your life.
Mm.
I've had to do that to a lot of people, man. A lot of people. You know how you do it? Go ahead. I'm listening.
Tell me how you do it, because, like, do you just ghost them or?
Oh,
like,
no. I take inventory. This is what you do it. You get your phone out. You go through your contacts. Everybody in your life, because you got a person that every time they call your phone, something wrong and it's bad news.
Yes.
I want you to put a dark dot next to their contact. The next person, they want something from you, but you can't get nothing from them.
Mm-hmm.
they 50-50 friends. You can deal with them or without them. Those people right there, I want you to put an asterisk next to their name. And then the last person in your life is somebody that calls you, that's always uplifting, always got your back, always trying to be encouraging, never judgmental, and they always bring light into the room. I want you to put a check next to those names. Now, you got your whole contact list listed out on your phone. You got the dark dots, you got the asterisk, and the check. Delete and block all dark spots. You don't need this in your life. They're bringing you down. The next person. Now, take your 50-50 friends. Delete them, block them. Take their emails. Delete them, block them. Now, every time your phone rings, it's nothing but good news. Good people, good vibes, good energy. If you don't do that, you're going to keep dragging that dead weight around you, and you'll never get into the orbit God intended for you to get to because you're trying to take some people with you that if God clearly wanted them to go where you was at, he'd have put them up there, but he didn't. So if God don't put them up there, what you trying to take them for? We'll be right back.
That was courtesy of Steve Harvey Show on YouTube. Did you guys hear what he just said? Did y'all hear what he just said? I have to implement this in my life, y'all. I have to implement this. When I tell you I don't have many friends that call me with uplifting good news, just being very, very positive. I don't have many of those, but I do have some. And I talked to one of them today. I talked to one. I know he's not going to want me to tell his name, so I'm not going to say it. But if he's listening to this show, which he probably is, he's going to know that I mean him. I talked to him today. And every time I talk to this brother, and I can truly call this man a brother, every time I talk to this brother, it is nothing but encouraging words. It is nothing but good vibes. It is nothing but he tries and successfully takes that bad feeling and those bad situations and those terrible days away. He makes me forget about the negative and concentrate on the positive. And this man has told me over and over exactly what Steve Harvey just said. And this time I'm listening. I am 100% dissatisfied. And once you become 100% dissatisfied, you bring about 100% change. So the change is going to happen. There's going to be some people that's going to be blocked. There's going to be some people that's going to be deleted. And there's going to be some people who have so much to say about it. They're going to go tell their friends, it's okay. I won't even have to deal with it because you're going to be blocked. I don't even have to deal with it. But I promise you, I am going through my inventory tonight. I had a guy one time, and he asked me, he says, how many contacts do you have in your phone? And at the time, I had over 450 contacts. He says, wow. He says, that's amazing. He says, I said, why is it amazing to you? He says, I'm just amazed that you know that many people. He said, and those people, are they your friends? I couldn't answer that. I said, no, not all of them. But at the time, I was thinking quite a few of them. But little did I know, those quite few that I thought were my friends, they're not my friends. They're not my friends. A friend will support you guys. What this man just said on this clip was 100% true. A friend will support you. And it don't have to be monetary all the time. It don't have to be, buying the product. That doesn't have to be the case all the time. But if a friend is truly a friend and they support you, you will know. They're going to support you. I have a lot of black dots and a lot of asterisks I need to be putting beside people's name. So it's going to take me a long time to sift through what I have, but I'm going to do it. And the change is going to not happen in the next week or the next couple of days. The change is going to be immediately. This has to happen immediately. If it doesn't, then I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know why I am continuing to keep this baggage with me. I have to, for myself. You know, I looked at my son's show, concert, the Gifts concert, July 30th. And the people that was there, they showed so much love. It literally almost brought tears to my eyes to the people that were there. The people that I expected to see, I ain't see them. I ain't see them share nothing. I ain't see it. I mean, if you're not going to show up, I mean, at least share the content. Try to get somebody else to come. Now, there were some that come and just purchased tickets but didn't come. They wanted to purchase the tickets to give to someone else. I truly appreciate that. At least you show that you care enough to support this guy, which happens to be a young kid that's getting ready to make it so big you ain't going to know what happened. But people that I expected to show up, they didn't. Some of those people didn't even call. Didn't even call to see how you were doing or see how I was doing, see how the gift was doing, to see any details of the show. When I tell you that I have been disappointed by people who call themselves a friend for the last time, it is for the last time. It's for the last time, y'all. I got to remember everything that was said in that clip. He said people are with you for a season. Friends are with you for a season. Once the season's over with, you got to keep going. You can't keep trying to pull them with you. And that made perfect sense. And I have to really be on the lookout. We all do. We have to be on the lookout for those people who only call you when they want something. Or when they do call you, it's full of negative energy, but they want to pose it as positive. I'm dealing with that, y'all. I'm dealing with that. And it's really trying when you have to deal with that. It's really trying in not wanting to hurt another person's feelings. But you know what? In the process of all of this, my feelings have been hurt in the process. So why am I trying to covet your feelings when you're not trying to even think about my feelings? Why am I trying to give you support when you're not thinking about giving me support? Why am I being nice to someone who is not being nice to me? Why am I calling someone a friend who clearly does not feel that way about me? These are the things that we need to think about. These are the things that we need to really start thinking about. And we need to start making some changes. I told you my change is going to be immediate. There's going to be a lot of people that's probably going to be angry with me. There's going to be a lot of people that's probably not going to like how I do things. Or there's going to be a lot of people that's not going to like how I'm changing. But the change is for me, not for them. The change is going to be for me. You have to make that change for yourself. Before you can help someone else change, you have to make that change for yourself first. You have to bring yourself to a happy medium. If you can't bring yourself to a happy medium, then I don't know how in the world you are going to be able to help someone else reach that happy plateau. And that is what it's all about. So when I tell you this clip is a very, very powerful clip, very powerful clip. When I tell you that, and I'm going to play the clip again because I know some of you did not listen to the clip earlier, or you was like really kind of like doing other things and not paying attention. I know how it goes. I know a lot of people play this show and they go off doing other things. It's all good. As long as you tune in, I appreciate it. But I'm going to play this clip again. I'm going to play it once more. It's a clip courtesy of the Steve Harvey Show on YouTube. And I want you to listen to this woman, and I want you to listen to what Steve Harvey says to her. Okay? So here's the clip courtesy of Steve Harvey TV Show on YouTube.
In 2017, I opened an online business for plus-size women selling clothes. Although my business is successful, my friends, they support verbally. They say things like, oh, look at you. I see you out here. Or that looks nice. You're doing a good job. But they don't come to shows, even if they're free. They don't even share posts on social media. Now, I don't expect them to buy things because sometimes they don't. But I know it's not in people's budget. And sometimes it might not be their style. But should I feel some type of way that they're not supporting in other ways? Or should I just let it go?
No, they're not your friends. People come in your life for seasons.
Absolutely.
Everybody has had a seasonal friend. I'm probably a third grade education. You know what he's telling me all the time? Everybody come with you, can't go with you. That's a cold lesson to learn in life, man. Everybody come with you, can't go with you. There's some people that can go with you just to a certain point. And the moment you try to elevate, you're going to start losing some people. Everybody happy for you opening your boutique. Oh, she thinks she is going to open up a damn store. I ain't buying none of that. I ain't telling nobody about it. It's called jealousy. The more modern term, they're called haters. Yeah. And that's all it is. Now, before you waste any more of your time and energy on these haters, understand that they have now shown you who they are. Move on, rid yourself, because if you stay long, then they're going to need to borrow some clothes. They're going to want a discount.
Done that, and I have a friend who asked me for her birthday. She said, can I wear this dress? Because she really, really liked it. She actually wore my dress on her birthday, took pictures, but she never paid. She said, oh, here's your dress back, but she never bought it, and I knew she had the money, so it's like.
See, I'm telling you, man, you should buy this book, Essentials. I read one page of the book and knew I had to get it. One of the things of Essentialism, it teaches you how to just do things that's essential to you and your happiness. Because if you don't consider you and your happiness, everybody else is considering theirs. And one of the things he said in the book that affected me, if you have people in your life who are occupying your time for their self-benefit, you should erase them from your life.
Mm.
I've had to do that to a lot of people, man. A lot of people. You know how you do it? Go ahead.
Tell me how you do it, because, like, do you just ghost them? Or
No. I take inventory. This is what you do. You get your phone out. You go through your contacts. Everybody in your life, because you got a person that every time they call your phone, something wrong, and it's bad news. I want you to put a dark dot next to their contact. The next person, they want something from you, but you can't get nothing from them. They 50-50 friends. You can deal with them or without them. Those people right there, I want you to put an asterisk next to their name. And then the last person in your life is somebody that calls you, that's always uplifting, always got your back, always trying to be encouraging, never judgmental, and they always bring light into the room. I want you to put a check next to those names. Now,
all right, we're going to stop right there, and I'm going to take a quick little break. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to play the rest of it. It's not much left. Play the rest of that clip, because I think that it's important that you hear the breakdown of how this is going to make sure that you get those people out of your people out of your area, and you start really being able to concentrate on living your life. All right. Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, you give me fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got a fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Well, Romeo, my Juliet, and Juliet felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, oh, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou give us fever. When we kiss her, fever with our flame in you. And Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, oh, daddy, daddy, don't you dare. He gives me the fever with his kiss.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from Cake Up Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Number to call is 515-602-9653. Welcome back to the show, guys. Just so you guys know, keep up to date what's going on. We're going to have Coach Life Coach Wendy on the show this week. So you guys really need to pay attention to that. I'll give you more details on that. It's going to be a great show. We got lots of informative things that she is going to bring to the forefront. I really, really am looking forward to that interview. So just know that this week we're going to be talking to Life Coach Wendy. So you really want to pay attention. Also, the next show, I'm going to go ahead and tell you now, the next show for The Gift and Dre Lay will be at the Little Theater of Gastonia again. They will be there performing their second show on September the 10th at 7 o'clock p.m. Doors open at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. You guys will start seeing commercials and everything floating around on social media for it in the next couple of weeks. Going to be a great event. It's going to be full of great entertainment. And if you come to the first one, the second one, I promise you, you will not be disappointed, because the second one will have even more surprises and even more choices of music. And it's going to be a great evening with Drele the Gift and the Unmatched Drummer. You will finally get to see the true jazz portion of their act that you probably didn't know you were being exposed to during the first one. But it's going to be a great show. Also, let me take the time real quick, thank Little Rock, Arkansas, South Philly, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, Gastonia, Montgomery, Tallahassee, Houston, Bakersfield, California, Denver, Colorado, and Tacoma, Washington State. Thank you guys for continuing to support the show. I do this show for you and you and you and you and the rest of you. And I appreciate you guys supporting the show and listening to the show, whether you're at work, lunch, in the car, whatever the case may be. Thank you for continuing to support the show. It means a lot. Speaking of meaning a lot, before we went to the break, we were listening to a clip from, from Steve Harvey's show, and he was talking about this young lady that brought up her problem with friends supporting her. And it sounded all so familiar to me. And it's okay. It's okay if you don't support me after I've had this show today. That's okay. Because for every person that don't support me, I have two or three that does. So I'm not going to miss not being supported, if that makes sense. I'm not going to miss that. You know, I seen something the other day that was really interesting to me. And the reason I say this, guys, because there is a lot of things that I have been noticing lately as of with people and just people in general with that call themselves, you know, your friends, your backers, whatever the case may be. I posted a video of The Gift, and he played it was one of his performances. He had like over oh my God, about 500-600 views and maybe 20 likes. And I don't understand that. I don't understand that. I don't. And it takes just a millisecond to click like and to share something that's good and positive. Now, if it was something with somebody shaking their booty everywhere, it would have like 12.K likes in like 2 days, which tells me a lot about the people that calls themselves being supportive. Because some of you out there that has claim that you support and you don't show up, you don't share nothing, you don't like it, you don't comment, you don't give good criticism about it, or no, you don't give any encouraging words about anything. I see you on other pages and you just all in on some old negative mess. So yeah, you get a black dot next to your name. And hey, maybe I might be somebody's black dot, which is okay. It'll be a mistake, but it's okay. You can make me a black dot if that's how you feel, but I am definitely going to make a lot of people black dots and start erasing them and blocking them. And it's okay, because we move on. So here is the rest of the clip, because I do want to play another clip from the Dalai Lama that I played on the show before, and talks like this very same thing about how to treat one another. But here's the clip, the rest of the clip from the Steve Harvey Show, courtesy of Steve Harvey TV. Steve TV show on YouTube.
You got your whole contact list listed out on your phone. You got the dark dots, you got the asterisk, and the check. Delete and block all dark spots. You don't need this in your life. They're bringing you down. The next person. Now take your 50-50 friends. Delete them, block them. Take their email. Delete them, block them. Now, every time your phone rings, it's nothing but good news. Good people, good vibes, good energy. If you don't do that, you're going to keep dragging that dead weight around you, and you'll never get into the orbit God intended for you to get to, because you're trying to take some people with you that if God clearly wanted them to go where you was at, he'd have put them up there. but he didn't. So if God don't put him up there, what you trying to take him for? We'll be right back.
That is the most profound and positive response to any question that I have heard on that show thus far. I think it was absolutely brilliant in what he said. And I really, really, truly am going to apply that to my life. Really, I'm going to apply that to my life. You know, I've learned a lot about people over the past weekend. And, you know, and I've just come to the conclusion that some people you just can't count on. Some people you just can't count on. Some people that you think are put here to be a confidant for you, they are a stigmatism that is not good for you. Some people only want to be around you when they want to be around you. I've dealt with that. I dealt with that today. I can tell when someone genuinely is happy to see me, by the way they greet me, by the way they speak to me, and I can tell when they're just going through the formalities of saying hello. And I got that today. You know, and sometimes it takes time for us for things to click, and sometimes we don't really want to acknowledge when someone is being very negative, when they're being very negative and they're showing us to our face that we don't mean that much to them. We're just conveniently there. See, one thing I don't do, I don't front on my friends. I don't front on my friends. I don't do sneaky stuff behind their back. I don't lie to them. I don't play like I'm with them and then turn around and do something totally opposite. But y'all, I've experienced people that's doing that. And it's not fun. It's not a good feeling to know that someone that you have entrusted with a lot of your secrets and deep, dark thoughts or whatever the case may be, they don't have to be dark. They can be your deepest thoughts and ambitions. Have turned around to be a Judas. That's hard to swallow. It's hard to swallow. And it makes a lot of people put up barriers. And I understand why so many people will put a barrier around who they are because of what the last person that called themselves their friend have done. You know, I get really, really nervous when I have other black men call me brother. I get nervous, especially the ones that I know are doing dirt when my back is to them. They don't think I know, but I do know. They're doing dirt, but then have the audacity to call you brother or have the audacity to tell you they love you. Y'all, I done a show. I talked briefly on that dark psychology. And that is a show that I am going to do in its in-depthness. I am going to do a show on dark psychology. And I want you guys to really listen to what it is. And I deal with someone like that, getting ready to deal with them every day, that does that to people. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go look it up. Just go look it up. But when I do the show is going to be very in-depth on dark psychology. It is a very cruel way to deal with people you say that you care about. And as I always say, karma finds you. Some people don't believe that wholeheartedly. They don't believe karma finds you, but it does. It might take a day, it might take a few days, a month, a year, maybe longer than that. But karma will find you. And you will know when it hits you why it's hitting you so hard. You should not treat people any way that you would not want someone to treat you or your children or your family? That goes in one ear right out the other with some people. Because some people do dirt every time they open their mouth or every time they move in the way that they move. Clearly think that they are doing good for you. And they clearly think that they have done no harm to anyone, even if they have just got through gossiping about you. I don't care if you go get a master's. I don't care if you go get a doctorate. I don't care. That doesn't make you better than the next person. That doesn't make you more than the next person. Having all of that means absolutely nothing if you don't know how to treat someone with respect, dignity, loyalty. So I say this, and I say this with everything in me. Do an inventory of your friends. There's going to be a lot of people get some black marks beside their name for me, and they're going to get blocked and I'm going to move on. And I'm not going to care what they say to everybody else, because you can say what you want to. But if you ain't bringing me nothing but grief and strife and mess every time you contact me, I don't need you, because that's not what I'm about. I am about good vibes. I'm about progress. I love my community. If y'all don't know nothing else about me on this show, I have given my life on this show dedicated to the upliftment of young people and the advancement in our communities. But yet and still, when we have a community event, I still have people sitting back, casting stones and hiding their hands, and don't think that people know what they are doing. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I know with me, whenever somebody's doing dirt, it always comes back to me. I mean, always, y'all. And I don't even want to know. I don't want to know half the time, but it always comes back to me. I always get the information that I'm not looking forward to hearing from people who I think were my friends. Friends, that word means a whole lot to me. And once you have broken that friendship or that trust or that level of loyalty, I have to go about my business. Yeah, I hear you, Sax. You said keep doing you. I hear you. But you know what? It's far more than me just doing me. This is a whole lot deeper than that. It's time for me to start weeding some people out of my circumference. It's a whole lot deeper than that. Because there are people that will smile at you right to your face, tell you they love you, and do you in. Those are the things that I want to be able to move past. Nah, Sax, I hear you. I hear you, but we not on that same wavelength right now. I know you say people will talk about you regardless if you do good or bad. Remember that. I do remember that. I know that. But on the same token, I am in the driver's seat of what I let myself be exposed to. And if there are people that talk bad, whether you do good or bad, I understand that. I don't even have to put myself in that circumference. The people that talk bad, they can talk bad. If I don't know them, I don't care. They can talk bad all they want to. I don't care if I don't know them. But if I know them and they have approached me and have been in my circumference like they are a friend, like they support what's going on, like they stand behind me and they talk bad, that's something I can do about. That's something I can do something about. And I can remove myself from that. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I urge everyone to do. It's a whole lot deeper than the surface. What I'm talking about is a whole lot deeper than the surface. This is change for the better. This is change for advancement. This is change for a peaceful mental. This is change to put yourself in a situation where you are around nothing but positive. Positivity, that is. So there's going to be some serious changing from how I, from what I look at, I need to do in my life. And I advise you to do the same. I advise you guys to do the same because there are people out here who does nothing but want to harm. And I'm not talking physical. I'm not talking physical harm. There are people out here who wants to harm you mentally. All they want to do is shut down everything you do. All they want to do is talk negative against what you do. All they want to do is see you fail. Get those people out of your circumference. I am. And if they, you know, talk about me after that, then so what? It doesn't matter. I'm going to continue to do what I need to do. I'm going to continue to do what I need to do for the gift. Because at the end of the day, he's a gift that you guys have known him for, but he's my son. And I'm going to do what I need to do to make sure that he has a fair chance at this success thing. And if that means people are not going to support him, it's not purge. I'm not purging away from nothing. What I'm doing is I am totally getting rid of the negative tendencies, the negative energy attached itself in the form of friends that mean you no good and secretly want to see you fail, secretly do not support you. I am not purging away. I am getting away from them completely. They will live their portion of their life, and I'm going to live mine. I'm not going to have anything to do with it. And that's what I urge everyone to do. I urge you guys to do that because that is part of growing. That is part of making sure that you do what you need to do for yourself. I told you guys, I'm not a big fan of him, but he says it, and I agree with him 150%. Charlamagne the God says if you are around something or someone or a situation that is not good for your mental, you got to get away from it. You don't give it any time. You don't give it any of your energy. If it's not good for your mental, you walk away from it. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm going to do. And if it's people who don't believe they've done anything or whatever the case may be, you know if you've been righteous with someone. You know if you have been righteous with someone. You know that if you have done the right thing by a person that you call yourself being their friend, then you're okay. But if you haven't done what you're supposed to as a friend, then you're gonna get blocked. And I'm going to keep on moving. I get so much inspiration from so many people on Facebook. And I need for you guys to understand, because I hear a lot of y'all talk about the Facebook stream. I do this Facebook stream as extra. I like to do this stream. Yes, ma'am, Sierra. Yes, I am. I'm getting ready to do some serious inventory. I do this show on Facebook streaming just so I want to connect with my friends on social media. But while I'm doing this show, I know my people on dial-up, they like, yo, Jay, you taking a whole nother. I am on live, y'all. I'm not just streaming this. I'm on live. So sometimes when you don't see me on here, I decided I didn't want to stream today, and I'm just live, or they plan to rebroadcast show. But I need for y'all to understand it, because I got people like Jay and his little show. Yeah, my little show that's in like 5, 6, 7 different countries that's playing all over the nation. I'll take my little show any day. This show plays on iHeartRadio. This show plays on iTunes. This show plays on Spotify. This show plays on Audacity. This show plays on, you can look up Alexa. You can ask Alexa to find this show on Amazon, that is. Lost my words and train of thought, y'all. This show plays on Spreaker. It plays on Blog Talk. This show plays. So don't get it twisted. But this little show has reached so many people, and I have gotten so much feedback from people who don't live near me, who don't look like me, who don't talk like me. And they love this show, and they support this show. So if I got people who don't know me from anyone that tells me they love this show, the show has done things for them, they support the show, then why in the hell can I get people that I see almost every day when I get in my car and ride around in Gastonia, why can I get people to support? Because y'all a bunch of black dots. And I don't mean it like that. If you go back and look at listen to the show, you'll know what I mean when I say black dots. And those black dots are going to be deleted and blocked, or blocked and deleted, however you do it. I need positivity. When I go on social media, I know social media is a cesspool of all sorts of energy. But the energy I'm talking about that Sierra Friday energy. If you guys don't know it, I know you guys know Sierra. I know y'all know her. But if you want to get a boost, positive energy, just follow her. Follow her and listen to the things that she posts. Read the things that she posts. Think about the things she posts. Oh, I can go on and on because I got a few powerful women that post things that are very powerful. My wife's one included. Post very, very powerful things. And they are on point, and they know what time it is, and they know what people are needing to hear. My goodness. Please go back and listen to this show, guys. Look, I like to take the time to thank all of you for supporting the show, for definitely taking the time to listen to this show, because it means so much. I do this show for you guys because I know that sometimes we don't have the platform to get those things out that we need to get out. But I promise you, I will give you this platform to get those things out that you bothering you, things that you want to do in the community. I will help you get those things out because that's what this show's about. And, you know, if I don't tell you now, like I tell you every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. Guys, make sure you check out the show tomorrow. Make sure you check out the show on Thursday when we have Coach Wendy on, and you will have a great time. I love you guys. You definitely have been live today with Jay.